an American president ever. The House of Representatives appears ready to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our report.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House vote is expected to be along straight party lines, with the Democrats for and the Republicans against impeachment. It could happen around the time the president is speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says Donald Trump's legacy will be stained in much the same way it was for and impeached Bill Clinton two decades ago.
He left office, one of our most popular presidents, but his obituary will say that he was impeached. And that's what Donald Trump's obituary will say, too.
The House impeachment debate is scheduled to begin next hour. South Sudan's president Salva Kiir Mayardit and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline, even if key political disputes remain unresolved. The two men who signed a peace deal in 2018 missed two deadlines to form a new regime. South Sudan's five-year conflict has left hundreds of thousands of people dead and forced millions of others to flee the country or to UN protection sites within South Sudan. Kim and Machar have agreed to uphold the current ceasefire. From Washington, this is VOA News. New Zealand police say that two people remain missing from last weekend's volcanic eruption on White Island.